From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. Aid officials in Port-au-Prince say a Haitian man was rescued today after being trapped in a collapsed building for more than 12 days. The man was evacuated by soldiers from the U.S. Army's 82nd Airborne Division. NPR's Corey Flintoff reports from Port-au-Prince.
The rescue came after searchers had all but given up hope of finding anyone else alive in the wreckage of the January 12th quake. Officials say the 31-year-old man was severely dehydrated after his ordeal and had a broken leg. He was freed about two blocks from the city's ruined National Cathedral on the Rue des Miracles, or Street of Miracles. The rescue comes as humanitarian aid officials struggle to get more food and water to survivors hanging on in makeshift camps around the city. The World Food Program says it has delivered almost 10 million meals to almost 450,000 people, but officials acknowledge that many more are in need. UN troops used tear gas to disperse a crowd of frustrated survivors who didn't get food at a distribution point near the National Palace. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, Port-au-Prince.
Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood today banned truckers and bus drivers from texting while driving. NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
LaHood says the ban is needed because texting and driving has become an epidemic.
Everybody has these devices, but we know that you can't drive a truck or a bus or a train or any other vehicle, an airplane, fly an airplane, if you're trying to text and drive or fly or whatever.
Those caught violating the ban will be subject to a $2,750 fine. 19 states and the District of Columbia ban all texting and driving. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.
Consumer confidence is now at its highest level in 16 months. More from NPR's Wendy Kaufman.
The Consumer Confidence Index rose for the third straight month. The Conference Board's latest survey puts the January confidence figure at 55.9, slightly higher than many economists expected. The December figure was 53.6. Consumers showed a little bit more optimism about the current economic climate and about their job prospects, but the January numbers remain far below the average level of 95. And as the Conference Board's Director of Consumer Research put it, while consumers' short-term outlook was moderately more positive, it does not suggest any significant pickup in activity in the coming months. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News.
After months of uncertainty, Swedish automaker Saab has found a buyer. Spyker, a Dutch specialty sports car maker, says it's finalized a deal to purchase Saab from parent company GM. What amounts to a bargain basement price, Spyker will pay $400 million for the company, $74 million in cash, the rest in deferred shares. On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 2 points to close at 10,194. The Nasdaq was down 7 points today. This is NPR. A suicide car bombing in central Baghdad has claimed the lives of more than 20 people and injured dozens of others. The latest blast comes on the heels of three separate bombings yesterday near hotels frequented by Western journalists in which dozens died. Authorities say in the latest attack, the bomber attempted to drive a pickup truck through a checkpoint and blast walls protecting a police crime lab. Police believe most of those killed were officers who worked in the forensic investigations office. Engineers in the San Francisco Bay Area are racing to salvage three large apartment buildings sitting near the edge of a crumbling 80-foot cliff. More on that story from NPR's Richard Gonzalez.
The three buildings in Pacifica, just south of San Francisco, sit on sandstone cliffs with spectacular views of the ocean. But for the past month, storm-driven waves and heavy rain have eroded the shoreline, and now workers are trying to build a giant seawall with large boulders to protect the base of the cliff. Alan Kropp is a soil engineer trying to stabilize the ground underneath the apartments.
It's a very challenging environment. What we're doing is buying time, maybe 50 years. Hopefully even longer than 50 years, at a significant price.
The cost, estimated at several $100,000, is borne by the apartment's owner. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, San Francisco.
Senate lawmakers have now agreed to hold a procedural vote on whether to clear the way for a confirmation vote for Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke on Thursday. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid, with the consent of other senators, has scheduled the vote on whether to end a procedural roadblock. Democrats and Republicans who support Bernanke for a second four-year term believe they have the necessary 60 votes that would then set the stage for a confirmation vote. The Federal Reserve began a two-day meeting here in Washington today. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.